Bluetooth connection failed, but what? Oh, that's right. I knew I was going to be out of my car for a few days and needing battery life, so I turned off the Bluetooth on my phone. All right, let's try driving a car. It's been a little while. Where did I sleep? Yeah, I got a hotel room down here. For a few days. A couple days. A couple nights, I guess. 3 days, 2 nights. Because I knew I was going to be here late doing stuff. It just didn't make sense to drive all the way home. That would have limited the amount of stuff I could do. Wouldn't have been able to get into that buck fast if last night if I had to drive home. It'd be against the law. Oh, shit. Yeah, I'm pretty fucking tired. Why is Dave Lang so based? You know, why is anything with Dave Lang, you know? But yeah, like, Wednesday night, I was out till... Across the street, there's all kinds of cars. I was out till like 4 in the morning, so that was pretty stupid considering we were going to do the show Thursday night. So Thursday night was, you know, how do I really feel about Buckfast? It's fine. I don't know, like, it doesn't taste great, but you know, the caffeine part of it works. It tasted okay. I think it tasted better than most of the energy malt beverages like Sparks and Four Loko and stuff like that that used to be around. I don't know. It was fine. It did what it's supposed to do, right? Oh, I'm glad we got Jake back in to see Galaxy for real. I was pretty bummed when that laptop didn't work. Oh, but Jake was bummed out about that stuff, man. Just like that laptop. It's just a shot, I guess. So, so I'm glad we got that taken care of. That'll go up separately from the show. It'll also be in the show, but you know it'll go up free for people because it's coverage of an upcoming game. You know, it seems weird to put some of that stuff. If you're gonna get into this lane, get into this lane. I gave you all the room in the world. Thank you. Buckfast, best when left in the freezer. I chilled it. I put it in the fridge for a few hours, so it was at least cold, but it was not ultimate cold. It's one of those things where, you know, it's like you're never sure how much of it's going to freeze and how quickly. Like, I don't want to have, like, just the alcohol be not frozen and everything else frozen around it. It usually just tastes terrible. Tastes worse, I guess. Definitely done that. Get, like, a can of Four Loko or something and go, like, this needs to be colder so that I can put it inside me more quickly. Goodbye, Game Developers Conference. All the banners are still up and stuff, but it's show's over. Four Loko is terrible, you say. Yeah, I mean, it's not great. There are a couple flavors that I thought were, like, okay for, like, that style of beverage. Any Feel Fish hot scoops? No, yeah, it's, Phil's just doing his thing. I mean, he's clearly thinking about stuff, as it relates to games and computers and stuff. I'm sure he's got some VR business cooking, whether it's a game or an acid trip simulator. I think you can count on him to do something. But, seems like he's taking some time to live, which is probably good. I'm sure he could use it. A lot of people give that guy, or, you know, a lot of people gave that guy a lot of shit. And he struck back in kind and stuff, and, you know, like, all the stuff about, you know, like, oh, he brought it on himself, rah, 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 rah. Like, yeah, I think so. But it's, like, it's still, you know, whether he's a game developer or whatever, you know, whatever it is, like, people just don't deserve to be treated like that one way or the other. And oh, man, I'm not going to be able to get into this lane, am I? Fuck, what are all these cars? The fuck? Yeah, I'm not going to be able to make my turn here. I got to go past it. But it's one of those things where, and I think it comes across when you see him, like, on the show last night, and then, you know, we did some stuff with him last year, like, Phil Fish is just kind of, he's a big softy. He's a big old teddy bear. You don't mean no harm. But, you know, not everyone has spent a decade plus on message boards getting angry about stuff and, you know, developed that hardness and developed the ways to react to the idea that a bunch of strangers are coming at you talking a bunch of shit, and sometimes they say a bunch of fucking terrible shit in response. Because that's, you know, that's whatever the reaction they have to that incredibly weird situation. And I don't think that excuses it, but I think, you know, people can understand, like, maybe it's just something you don't understand until it's happened to you, you know? Like, you just have all these people just coming at you, just like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Like, I take video games pretty seriously, but not like this. Like, what? Who does this help? And, and yeah, you know, Phil got caught in unfortunate situations. And, you know, he doubled down on some shit that, you know, you think, like, you know, maybe if he had just kind of backed off at this point, the idiots would have went away and everything would have kind of cooled out, you know, but, you know, mistakes were made. But I don't think he's a bad guy. Like, some people are like, he's a terrible person. Like, no, he fucking said some bullshit on Twitter because he was getting attacked. Like, you can't, you know, it's... I wouldn't judge a man's actions by the way he behaved when all of a sudden there was all this spotlight on him and it was simultaneously really positive and really negative, you know? It's a weird rush. You don't know, you wake up and you're getting something slightly different. You know, I've been in those situations at different times in my life. Like, it's fucking weird. And for him to be, you know, like, getting all this attention, positive attention for the game, and then having all this other stuff coming at him, like, yeah, it's just too bad. But that's, you know, talking to him, you know, we talked a little bit kind of off the couch this year and last year, just real briefly. And I think Phil Fish is a solid guy. Like, I have no problems with him. And again, you know, I never watched Indie Game, the movie. I should check that out at some point. There's a billboard here that says, "It takes the hood to save the hood." That's pretty hood. I can confirm that Dave Lang made it out alive. I exchanged an email with him this morning, so... Did Ed Boon make it? Yes, I saw Facebook activity from Ed Boon this afternoon, so... Ed Boon is a chill dude. Saying it there in the chat, I agree. what guests were off stage and never made it to camera. Everyone that was there to be on camera made it on camera. Ed actually wasn't originally. I didn't know that he was going to be out here, so I didn't talk to him. But he was hanging out. He was with Johnny's wife, and the two of them showed up together. So when I was grabbing Johnny and Lang, I said, like, hey, Ed, come on, man, come on. Ed, we will probably never appear on Giant Bomb again. No, that's... I think you are maybe missing some of the subtext of that conversation and the relationship that those guys have. They've known each other forever. It's... And Ed is super funny. Like, that's... Maybe that doesn't always come across, because people don't see him all that much. But... Like, some of the, just some of the timings of his reactions. I want to go back and watch it, because I remember almost losing it, like, twice, watching him talk. Well, it seemed pretty uncomfortable. Yeah, that's kind of by design, I think, from Ed. His reaction was classic. It's not to say that Lang wasn't being a complete asshole and a real piece of shit, and a garbage human being, because Lang certainly was. Certainly was. Kessler? No, I don't know that Kessler is cleared to speak to the media. I doubt he is. I doubt he is. So, I wouldn't have had a problem having Kessler on, but I didn't want to get him in trouble. No, we just, I told Brad, I said, you should DM Kessler, tell him to come hang out, because I'm sure he's not doing anything. Pretty safe bet, Kessler not getting invited to a ton of GDC parties. So, tell him to come on out. He was doing booth work. He was, like, handling, like, developer relations requests in the Sony booth at the show. Kind of had his rap down about, here's why you want to work with PlayStation, I'll take your information, let's talk. Sounds like he's doing pretty good. Yeah, Rami's great. Kind of met him. I'd been in the same place as him a couple of times, but we hadn't really talked until I went out to DICE. And we talked real briefly there, me, him, and Johnny. And it was great to get him on. I thought that was an interesting segment. You know, it's like one of those things where, like, free-to-play is such a weird thing, and, like, everyone's so quick to shit all over it with no nuance, and, you know, there's wrong ways to do it and right ways to do it, and I think Dungeon Keeper has proven that there are wrong ways to do it, in a handful of ways, or I don't know, that's definitely a game made in a way that makes me not want to stick with it, that's for sure, but it's probably on par with something like Clash of Clans, which makes a ton of money and all that other stuff, so I don't know. But whatever, it was, you know, interesting, you know, like, all of those guys had made games that were available for free. Even Jim Crawford, I mean, Frog Fractions is just a free product that was free to play for real. Free to play, no microtransactions. But Mike Micah just put out that NBA Rush, Endless Runner basketball slam dunk on aliens game, which is a ridiculous concept. And, you know, of course, Rami had put stuff out before on iOS and everything else. I think they've done a free to play game, haven't they? I know Ridiculous Fishing was not, but that's anyway. And of course, you know, Paul running Mythic they've gotten into that stuff quite a bit. I think it's back. Anyway, you let the punishment fit the crime on some of that stuff. Just because someone made a... annoying free-to-play game with the name of a classic old game does not mean that their families would need to die or that you should threaten that. That's a little crazy. Seems like Paul had a hard time coming up with a rebuttal. Well, you know, like, what's to rebut? I think, you know, I don't think he was necessarily there to have a debate about that stuff. I think he was there to say, this is how it is and this is what we're doing. I don't necessarily think that anyone is, like, psyched about the reaction to that game. I mean, they certainly didn't go into that thinking, like, that it would go that dark. I know that from talking to him about it before that thing was out. It's just one of those cases where, like, if that game had been named anything else, no one would have ever talked about it. That's the funny thing. But, you know, because they named it Dungeon Keeper, like, then people at video game websites pick that up because it's something, Dungeon Keeper, something they understand. And then they play this, and they have not played Clash of Clans, they have not played other games like it, and they go, this is fucking terrible! And it's like, yeah, guess what? It's been that way. It's been terrible for a while. Those games are not made for people that would pay $60 for a game in most circumstances. Why are phone games so shit? Because most of the people playing them don't know any better. Honestly, like, that's... I think the vast majority of people playing games on phones and tablets are not discerning consumers. They're not necessarily looking for great gameplay in the same way that you know, you and I would. You know, to them, the standards for presentation and the standards for gameplay are way different, because they just... they don't have the experience with that sort of stuff. They didn't grow up with the sort of stuff that we're talking about. And as a result, they're, you know, okay with it in some circumstances. They're not savvy enough to know that the game is built around them getting up to a certain point and then having it be strongly suggested that, you know, hey, the progress is going to really slow down if you don't put a little money into this thing, dog. About that stuff. And make it work. I'm not opposed to putting money into free games if I like the game. For me, it's like the tip jar mentality of, like, hey, this game's cool, I'll buy some of the stuff. Like, hey, Jetpack Joyride, I don't really need to spend money to enjoy it, but I'm enjoying it, and hey. Yeah, eventually that market will saturate and those types of gamers will become more discerning, perhaps, but they will also come from, you know, a very separate point of view than, you know, people who are playing games on consoles and PC, so, you know, they may become discerning in a different way. I mean, you know, you think about the numbers of people playing Candy Crush Saga, like, it's clearly well made in some way. It's clearly appealing in some way. for the amount of money it's made. Puzzle and Dragons must have some draw to people, because otherwise it wouldn't be making the money it makes. Yeah, the question is just, like, is it well-made in, like, this is a well-made video game, or is it, this is, like, the business model for this is really smart. We found the right ways to get money out of people. And at the end of the day, does it actually matter? You know, it's like, you can sit there and go, like, oh, well, people are being exploited, they're using the same tactics that a, you know, slot machine and, you know, gambling junk, you know, they use to get gambling addicts to keep gambling, or, you know, whatever it is. Like, is that... yeah, I don't know. Like, if those people are actually enjoying themselves, then does that actually matter? You know, it doesn't appeal to me, but I also don't like gambling, so... Not that they're that similar, but... But that's my point. Like, it's impossible to have any other perspective than the one I have, and I have the perspective of someone who has been playing video games for over 30 years. So, I can't roll it all back and have Puzzle and Dragons be my first video game. And that's fine, but for some people that'll be what they're into and what they understand and the business models that they get into. And some people just kind of flit between one game and the next, putting a dollar here, a dollar there. Some people will go deep on one game and spend $100, or, you know, who knows. All we can really say is, like, well, you perhaps have bad taste if we are looking at the overall grand scheme of all games. And that's, you know. It's not the worst crime in the world. Compulsive Steam buyers enjoying themselves. I don't know. No one ever said they wanted to be a compulsive Steam buyer when they grew up. I'm trying to find a good spot for this iPad. My backpack is over full, so it's like at a bad angle for holding this iPad up in the passenger seat. I guess what I'm saying is that people that are way into free-to-play games, they're going off the rails on a crazy train. It's a dumb song. Like, parts of it are, you know, catchy and good and all that. I mean, it doesn't, you know, catchy does not... Cool, inexpensive bars in Vegas. God. I used to know the answer to that question. Like, it was just a bar that the locals hung out in. But that's, I mean... Like, that's what you want to do, is go to a, like, some place that is off the strip and is, like, where people who live in Vegas might potentially hang out. Just go to the Pinball Hall of Fame or whatever, in Vegas. Just go there. Or go to the Kiss Mini Golf Course across the street from the Hard Rock. I would have really liked to have gone there while I was in Vegas, but it did not happen. Cover version of this song in Infamous that I don't think is particularly well performed. Well, it's well performed, I guess. I don't know. I just didn't think it was that great. And that's the answer to the bridge question you didn't ask. Now that we're, you know, coming up on the bridge here. How's Infamous? It's good. It's fun. It's not mind-blowing from a gameplay perspective, you know, like, it could use some more variety, I think, in the power sets and in the enemy disbursement. More types of enemies, more types of basic enemies and stuff. But there's some really cool moments, and I think it looks great. I think it's a great-looking game. But yeah, it's a, you know, it's a lot like the previous Infamous games, just kind of some repetitive side tasks and stuff that kind of gets in the way. But I think it's overall, I had a really good time with it. So if you want to know more than that, there's a whole review you could read about that, or a video you could watch where I show parts of it. How was the hotel room? It was fine. It was close. That's all that matters. Well, basically, halfway between the convention center and the office. It was nice and close. Good walk. And I was barely there. So, it's like the first night, I got there about 4:15 and woke up at about 9. And then last night, I got there about 1:30 and left about 9:30, so feels like it's been weeks since I've been home. It's pretty dumb, but... Funny in some ways to see game developers and stuff start to, you know, just kind of people in general. I guess, you know, it's like the time has come, it's well past overdue, you know, people speaking out against the idea of, you know, just random strangers and commenters and just like the negative, you know, threats of violence and, you know, the anonymous stuff that gets slung around the internet so frequently. And it's like, no one should have to endure that. Like, I'm not saying that it's like, hey, you should, you know, deal with it. You know, like, that's not what I'm saying. But I feel like I've kind of been on the front lines of a lot of anonymous fucking hatred since about 1996. So it's kind of like, welcome to the internet. Wanted to put yourselves out there. This is what's been here the whole time. It's changed a lot, you know, it's like it's positive in a lot more ways now too. You know, the range is a lot more varied for sure. You know, we get a lot of positive feedback that's great to see, but yeah, I've been dealing with or ignoring that or whatever you want to call it for 18 years, I guess. So it's really only turned positive, or more positive than negative, over the last 5 or 6. I don't know. There was no support group for that. Just everyone who wrote reviews just had to get to a point where they could look at it and go, yeah, fuck them. I'm not gonna give a shit what those assholes say. And move on with it. No Twitter to turn to and go, look at how I'm being oppressed. That was the thing, you know, it's like people in this line of work, like, either got used to that really quickly and they could do it forever, or they broke immediately. And there was, you know, there's really nothing you could do about it. There was no solace. There's, it just came, and it came, and it came, and it came. And it shouldn't have had to have been part of the job, but it was. I guess, you know, maybe that just speaks to it being, you know, cause like people used to have to send in emails and look up addresses and post on message boards that you might not see, and, you know, that sort of stuff still happens, but now with Twitter and stuff like that, there are just easier ways for people to just come right at you and just show up on the desktop of your computer and the screen of your phone, unwanted, unwarranted, I guess, in some cases, but... So, you know, the distribution methods have certainly intensified the issue and all that, but, you know, so some people haven't had the ramp up to it that I have, I guess. I've always said, like, you know, there'll be 1 or 2 a year that you just go, man, motherfucker, and you have to get back at someone and get up in someone's ass. That stuff never really had an impact on me. Or I never, like, knowingly changed my ways because of it. It was like, fuck. What the fuck are these people? It does lead to, you know, some somewhat negative behavior. You know, you get to a point where it's like, all these people just want my job. Fuck them. Because, like, literally, you know, half of them were like, I could do that job. I'm like, well, you're not. So... fuck off. man, I missed Farm Day. I think that was yesterday. But Pelobulus is coming on the 22nd. Pelobulus. Car wreck right there. That must have just happened on the other side of the road. Oh, you know, there's an ambulance, but the ambulance is on my side and the accident's on the other side. Huh. They have not moved that car, though. Blocking like two lanes.
There's only one car, so it must have
hit the guardrail or something. think you heard enough. Dangerous car driving tired, but certainly like,
yeah,
birthday.
It's your birthday.
Yeah, go home and do nothing. That's my current plan. Maybe get some stuff done tomorrow. I don't know. See how I feel. Hey, but I was laying around all weekend. I can do that. I'm an adult.
I'm did. So I packed it up and brought it back to the crib. Just a little something to show you how we live. Anybody?
Nope.
When I was 15, 16, when I really started to play guitar, I definitely wanted to become a musician.
Just like what tell and the carpet shina yamelushka mine of all. Are you? Just like making a new market shina yamelukina yoko. Waffle. Just like what tell and the carpet shina yamelushka mine of all. Just like making a move in the market, shina yama looking at you go. Buffle got me too strong. Kakko tsukete misete o kumi ga light alia. Mitaku chotto dake sono ki ni sasete. Ha, retire shichau makka no ruby. Anta nanka bully. Machi naka pakuri. Watch out enemy. Nani ga nan demo ganji ga rame de kawaii tte ichchau shugi. Sore ga boom no ruru. Nita mono bakari beautiful blue. Mezame yo ningen osoro banzen. Achi muite hoi de me kuramase. Kyū ni enjin fukasu to kimi
itori inoshite shite minari you are.
Chokko chatsu na hiku kai su. 1 2 3 the next station. Just like watch out, and you can't take shit. I am the shit I know for. Are you? Just like making on any market, shit I am looking at you go. Buffle. Just like watch out, and you can't take shit. I am the shit I know for. Are you? Just like making on any market, shit I am looking at you go. Buffle. Just like watch out and you can't take shit I am the shit I know for. Are you? Just like making on any market shit I am the shit I know for. Buffle. Just like watch out and you can't take shit I am the shit I know for. Are you? Just like making on any market shit I am the shit I know for. Buffle.
Japanese train noises. Why? Why you gotta do me like this, traffic? What did I ever do to you, traffic? I love you, traffic. Don't go. Fine, go. If I wasn't so bent on just going right home, I'd head downtown, drive past this spot. I guess a friend of mine, she's getting a location ready to open up a barber shop. I guess they started working in there, getting it ready while I was out of town. So curious to see how it looks right now. Instead, I'm gonna go home. Exit, I could be on service roads and not the freeway. Too late.
Too late.
Alright, well, Right? Ha ha! Fuck that. Everything up there is jacked. And the iPad's on the floor. You're on the floor! Be careful down there. Something tonight, but definitely not now. That sounds like pizza, if I've ever heard it. I'm gonna get home and throw away a bunch of food, probably, that went bad. Well, not a bunch, there's not that much left in the house. I did pretty good. Last time I went shopping, I did a pretty good job of eating the food I bought before it went bad. Pretty excited about that. What's it like on the floor? It's awesome. Right down there normally where Dave's feet would go. Too fast to this stop sign and had to hit the brakes a little harder than I should have. That's it's not a great way to drive. Neither is me picking this iPad up off the floor while driving. You guys are enablers. It's bad news. Pickup truck clearly wanted to race. It's flying off the line. Yeah. Chicken salad, I don't know about that. I did eat a salad at some point. I guess that would have been Wednesday night. Whew. a Caesar salad. Figured, you know, first meal before GDC turned into nonstop bad drinking. Which it didn't, actually. I never actually had that much to drink. I was just up super late. You know, get a salad, get a steak. So I got a salad and a steak. Saw me down a bottle last night. Yeah, that wasn't... I don't know what kind of lives y'all's leading, but that's not... That was not that much to drink. That was also all I had to drink that night. It's the thing about being, you know... 6'3". And, being 6'3 and part Irish, you just put it away. Just put it away.
This is something trying to tell me to sell my house. No thanks. Garbage, conserve water, way ahead of you. Livestock auction yard, okay. Ooh, the dates of the livestock auctions. Great, keep that. Seems like the place didn't burn down. Yet. Stuffy in here. like a house that has not been used. All right, I'm gonna go. I don't know. Something. See you guys later. Have a good weekend.